Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Chelsea takes down Real Madrid 2-0. Chelsea advances to the Champions League final to take on Manchester City. And we bet on the Seattle Mariners. And John Means throwing a perfect game for the Orioles 10 through 6 innings.
Tough. It's a tough one. John Means perfect games. Tough to predict.
Gambler giveth and gambler taketh away. So an interesting day already here on You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on the BetQL Audio Network. Joe Giglio coming up in about 40 minutes talking Major League Baseball. In 20 minutes, we'll talk about what's going right with the New York Yankees, wrong with the LA Dodgers, and if there's a way we can profit on the two top teams, one in the NL and one in the AL, as far as the betting markets are concerned. But right now, let's continue the NFL conversation post NFL draft and bring in one of our friends. That's Connor Allen. He's the lead betting analyst for 4for4. He is on Twitter at Connor Allen NFL. Connor did a spectacular job in the lead up to the NFL draft on You Better You Bet, giving us a bunch of smart NFL draft props, process, and winners. Connor, what's going on, man? Great to have you back on the show. Nick and Ken here on a Wednesday. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, dude, fantastic, man. I've never felt better after that draft, and I'm excited to start firing out some futures, and it's never too early to start talking about the NFL season. There is no time where it is not a fantastic time to talk about the NFL season.
Agreed.
Well, Connor, let's start with the Aaron Rodgers saga, which obviously came up. I know while you were watching the NFL draft, betting on the NFL draft day, that was kind of like the bombshell that got dropped. Where is Rodgers going to go? Seems like Denver is a pretty likely destination. So it's kind of a two-part question, right? Are you interested in making a bet now because you think you know where Aaron Rodgers is going to go and you want to profit off that information? Or once he does go somewhere or stay put, would you want to bet on something in that situation? So kind of play out all the Rodgers possibilities here and if they make you want to bet on something.
Yeah, so right now I'm staying put. I haven't heard anything either way on, you know, where he is going to go or what his decision is, because I think this is kind of a multifaceted issue in terms of betting, like you mentioned. So the biggest issue is I don't think that Aaron Rodgers like really needs football. And so I think that's a problem for the Packers, because the Packers might be, you know, arrogant enough to say, okay, you know what, we're not going to trade you, and you either play for the Packers, you play for no one, which, I mean, could end up being a good football decision for them as well, and just entirely taking Aaron Rodgers out of the equation of the NFL. Or, you know, they say, you know, we're going to recoup some draft capital, whatever we can get, trade him away. And who does he go to in that scenario? I mean, like you said, I think the Broncos are a great, would be great addition for them. The Washington football team right now is 16-1. I mean, they're pretty much a quarterback away, I think, from being a somewhat competitive team, especially a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, that doesn't really been talked about too much, but I think that that's like a lower key team that he could wind up at if he does get traded. The issue is that I think that there's a legitimate chance that he just calls it a day. I mean, he just doesn't need football enough to continue playing. I think that for him, like, I mean, he's already basically divorced his entire family from him. You know, why he has no issues with separating from things that he's done in the past. So for me, I think I'm kind of just staying away from this. If I hear anything concrete, if I hear anything from people who actually know what's going on with the situation, I might fire on some, you know, to be traded or where it'll be traded. Right now, my hands are behind my back. I am firing at some other things in the NFC, though. And it's opened up some other opportunities with that.
Okay, and I'm guessing, Connor, that what you're referring to could be potential opportunities in the NFC North. And we'll get to all your thoughts here. So if there are other bets, you can give them to us here. But let's create a scenario, right, where Aaron Rodgers is not the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers right now over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. And this would obviously change if and when Rodgers is dealt out of the NFC North. The Minnesota Vikings +250. The Chicago Bears with Justin Fields at +325. Let's say Rodgers is shipped out of town. Who do you like more in the NFC North, the Bears or the Vikings?
Yeah, I like the Vikings a lot. I think that, you know, as you alluded to, I think that they are probably the top dog now in this division. And their odds are just a little bit too close for the Bears for me to consider taking the Bears. I mean, they're still probably going to be trotting out Andy Dalton, the quarterback, with maybe at least the start and then maybe Justin Fields coming in. But this Vikings team, their defense last year was not good. 23rd in passing DVOA, 26th in run DVOA. But they added Patrick Peterson, Dalvin Tomlinson, Xavier Woods. I mean, this is like the worst defense in Mike Zimmer history. Now you're adding in like an offense that was already strong, adding some strong defensive players. I mean, this Vikings team, I think, is poised to take a step forward regardless. I like the over on their win total prior to the Aaron Rodgers news. And now you're looking at them potentially to win the division for plus money, competing with the sad sap Lions who, you know, I still, even if Aaron Rodgers is not playing, I still think that they wouldn't even be favored at home against the Packers. They're also just an abysmal team. And the Bears, I think, would be the only ones who compete with the Vikings there. So, yeah, give me the Vikings at +250, like you mentioned. And I think the Bears are in play, too, but I think that they still have a few other issues. And just the quarterback is not fully solved, although I do like the move for Chicago. I think it potentially could have saved Ryan Pace's career by moving up to draft Justin Fields, a player that, I mean, at least has a range of outcomes where we could foresee him, you know, leading the Bears to success and actually putting the team on his shoulders rather than relying on a strong defense or, you know, strong coaching, which is, you know, what some of their previous quarterbacks needed to be successful.
Connor, you mentioned you had a lot of NFC futures that you were excited about or a lot of, you know, kind of angles that you were interested in taking. Nick and I just had an interesting discussion before you came on about the NFC West. Obviously, you know, if you go by kind of win total or projected power rating, the toughest division all football, four teams with a win total over 8, which is like pretty wild. Like, I don't think we're going to see that very frequently. And Nick and I were trying to figure out kind of how to make sense of how to bet this division. Should San Francisco really be kind of the favorite to win the division with Jimmy Garoppolo back at quarterback? What to make of Arizona with Kingsbury? I think is always kind of a funny topic as well. So your thoughts on the NFC West and if there's any bets you're thinking of making.
I mean, like you guys said, I'm still trying to figure this out too, because all of these teams are good and, you know, their odds, I think that the 49ers are a little bit overrated. You know, I don't think that they should be first in odds or even, you know, tied for first. I think that, you know, the Seahawks and 49ers should be a lot closer in odds just looking at their rosters. The Rams, though, I mean, they're tough to take out as the favorite. I think that with Stafford, I'm expecting big things from them, their offense, because I'm not a believer in Jared Goff. I'm not a believer in, you know, his skill set. And I really think that, you know, McVay was the one maximizing it for the most part. And that kind of goes back to part of, you know, my Lions hate there as well. Like, you know, he relied heavily on play action. I mean, McVay was reading the defenses for him prior to the snaps and like feeding it to him in the microphone. So that's why they were running up to the line. So, I mean, now you're getting a quarterback who's actually capable of doing that himself. And Matt Stafford's been pretty underrated, I think, for the majority of his career and is now actually given a strong, strong core to rely on. So I think that the Rams are probably who I lean towards winning the division. But again, at +180, I think a lot of that's already factored in. So I'm not really touching this right now. The Seahawks, I did not really like what they did with getting rid of Schottenheimer and changing that offense. I think that they're really going to want to go back to their run-heavy game, and that's kind of what the rumors we heard about Russell Wilson wanting to leave. I think that all comes together and that, you know, Russell Wilson is not happy with just playing run-heavy offense, and that's what we're probably going to see from them this season. And not that that necessarily means that they're going to be a bad team, but I would probably need a little bit more than +300 to lay on them. And Cardinals, I mean, I guess if you're going to bet anyone at six to one or more, you know, it's not the worst play in the book, because I think that they are capable of making a run at the division. But, you know, I'm not entirely sold on them as a team. I think that their floor is also pretty low as well.
You bet BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Wednesday talking NFL with Connor Allen from 4for4 on Twitter at Connor Allen NFL. Connor, what else do you have in the NFC? I know you referenced you have some bets here. Did you run through them all? We can move to the AFC if so, but want to give you an opportunity. Any other NFC bets you have placed or are going to place?
Yes. I mean, the other one that was actually, it's probably my biggest bet to date, but the issue is that, you know, we're still waiting on their Rodgers news, and this is kind of part of the reason that I would hold off for now. But, you know, if he even if he doesn't play, I think you'll actually get better odds, like closer to like 5.5 wins. The Lions under here, I mean, they added Penei Sewell in the draft, but their offensive line was pretty much middle tier last year. And now you're talking about a 20-year-old coming in with a year and a half off of playing actual football when entering the season. You know, I think that he'll probably make an impact at some point in the year, but I really don't think that it's going to be right away in terms of how good he's going to be. You're firing up Anthony Lynn at offensive coordinator, Dan Campbell, the head coach. Campbell's last stint as head coach was the interim in Miami, where he was 5-7, which is fine, you think, for an interim head coach. But then you look at what happened after. Adam Gase then became the head coach, who's now, you know, known to be a fraud, and led that near exact same core with Tannehill and some of the other core players to a 10-6 record following that season into the playoffs. And then you're adding Jared Goff, you know, as I mentioned, much worse without play action. Anthony Lynn's team, 24th in play action rate last year. Worst receiving core in the league with Breshad Perriman, Tyrell Williams, Khalif Raymond. I mean, Hockenson, if you factor that in there, they might get a little boost. And beyond that, I mean, I just don't think they're going to be favored in more than 1-2 games. The teams with the lowest win total they play at home against are going to be the Bengals and Eagles, both of which I think are actually a good bit better than the Lions. And I think that those lines will probably close at, you know, -1 Bengals, -2, you know, Eagles, something like that, in that range. And I would be very surprised if the Lions are favored in more than 2 or 3 games. And with the Packers, with Jordan Love, even if Jordan Love's starting, I think that, you know, those are two games that are also kind of more so toss-ups rather than the Lions even being favored by 3 or more.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Connor, let's go to the AFC, and we can stay with the Rodgers discussion a little bit. Let's play it out like what you mentioned, where maybe the Packers and him play chicken, maybe he ends up kind of retiring or leaving the team. So he's not in the NFL next year, which means he's not in the AFC West. And we have a set of numbers kind of implying that basically Aaron Rodgers is not in the division right now, right? So the Chiefs is a massive favorite. Chargers and Denver kind of in that 8-9 win total range, second and third choice to win the division in kind of either order, depending on where you look. And then the Raiders, who I think people were kind of laughing at during the first round of the NFL draft with a win total of 7. Any bets worth making in the AFC West? And if you wanted to add, you know, if Rodgers goes to Denver, if you just love him to win the Super Bowl, then obviously feel free to add that too.
No, yeah, I think Chargers at +600 are an interesting team to win the division. I mean, Justin Herbert showed so many flashes. I mean, I think that team now, they've always had a good, you know, roster. It just feels like they haven't been able to maximize it. And that's been the biggest issue with the Chargers for the longest time, is just lack of maximizing their talent. On paper, they've been like a 9-10 win team entering the season every year. And now it just seemed like Anthony Lynn was getting the least out of the most players, and out of like talented players. So now with the change of coaching style, I think at plus 600, this would probably require Mahomes missing a game or two, or, you know, something happening there. But, you know, I think that they're going to be close enough to the Chiefs that at plus 600, it's a good bet. And I think that, you know, Justin Herbert MVP odds are very much in play at 20-1. You're looking at like a winning team, most likely a quarterback position, and with talent around him. So I think that this could also be, that could be a good bet there. The Broncos are tough, because I think that, again, like, they have a good core, they have a good team, but the quarterback position is largely unsettled. And the quote that came out about them with them taking Surtain over Justin Fields just because they liked him a little bit better was kind of embarrassing, I think, to be honest, considering the importance of the quarterback position and what they have right now. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's okay, but I think he is what we thought he was. He's a game manager. You know, he's not a guy who's going to really be able to will you to any wins. And so, I mean, end of the Denver team is good, but I like the Chargers here in division and potentially to make a run at the AFC if things play out their way.
At our show sponsor, Connor Bet Rivers, the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins have the same odds right now to win the AFC East, both at plus 333. Now, maybe you wouldn't take either one of those bets because you like Buffalo, but if you had to choose, which is the second best team in the AFC East and why? The New England Patriots or the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, man, that is a really tough question, because I think that New England figures it out a little bit. I think that a lot of Cam's issues were due to COVID. If you look at like his pre-COVID versus post-COVID stuff, you know, I'm not a scientist, I can't prove that, but we've seen some other professional athletes come out and say similar things about issues they had, you know, right after. But I think the Dolphins here, if I had to pick one, I mean, Tua Tagovailoa, I think, has basically no excuses at this point. Now with Devontae Parker, Will Fuller, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki at his disposal, I mean, the defense is solid. The offensive line is, you know, ascending, I would say good, but not great. You know, like, this is a team there where with good quarterback play, they should be in the running for this division, along with Buffalo, very easily, with the upside to, you know, to end up being an AFC favorite as well. But I do think that Buffalo is very strong here in the division. That's probably the reason that I'm, you know, not super excited about and jumping on the Dolphins here to win the division, because this Bills team is solid all around. Josh Allen has proved everyone wrong, including myself. And, you know, has improved accuracy, you know, basically every year since joining the league. If he continues to improve, like, you know, this is going to be one of the great teams in the future, going forward for the future, if not already.
Connor, we got about 60, 90 seconds left. I want to get your opinion on one more team, and that's Cleveland. I think a team a lot of people are trying to solve and kind of solve through this prism, right? So Baltimore win total 10.5 in a lot of places. Cleveland right behind them, division odds at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Both teams between even money and 2-1. Browns a little bit behind the Ravens. Do you think there's kind of no gap between Baltimore and Cleveland, or do you think the gap is narrowed that much, or do you much prefer one of those two teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think this Cleveland team is like one of the best rosters in the NFL now with the defense and, you know, their additions in the offseason. So I think that the Ravens and Browns would probably have similar odds here. And, you know, that's reflected in the market, I would say, for the most part. But I would say that I actually think it'll probably close closer to even in terms of to win the division, and then their win totals will be pretty similar here. I mean, this Browns team is just stacked. A lot of it, I don't think that they're even going to have to rely too much on Baker Mayfield just because of how good their defense is and how strong their running game is, their scheme is. Like, they have, as I mentioned earlier, you know, they have all the other pieces around him, and that as long as he can facilitate a team with a strong roster, you know, they should be able to go very far. And if you get anything more out of him, if you get him to be an above average to great passer this season, I mean, the Browns are going to be win this division easily, I would say.
Hit him up on Twitter at easily like that. We'll talk about that at some point as we move closer to the season. At Connor Allen NFL on Twitter, and his website is 444. Our buddy Rick Camp doing a great work for 444 right, with the NBA player props. Connor, appreciate it, brother. Stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right, that's our buddy Connor Allen. Coming up next, we turn our attention to Major League Baseball and a tale of two teams in the MLB elite. The Yankees on the way up, the Dodgers on the way down. What does it mean, and how can we make money off it? We'll tell you next.